Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is traveling to Washington this week while Congress is debating $24 billion in additional aid to assist in his country's fight against Russia. Democrats are in lockstep behind President Biden's support for Ukraine, but a growing number of Republican lawmakers say they are ready to cut off funding. NPR political correspondent Susan Davis reports on the GOP divide.
When Zelensky extends his hand in Washington, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will be at the front of the line to grasp it. In recent weeks, the Kentucky Republican has been making a public case for continued U.S. assistance to Ukraine.
Helping Ukraine retake its territory means weakening one of America's biggest strategic adversaries without firing a shot.
With Democrats united behind the president, McConnell's message is clearly directed to Republicans, who are increasingly ready to end U.S. aid.
There's no national security interest for us in Ukraine, and even if there were, it would be trumped by the fact that we have no money.
That's fellow Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. His long-held opposition to essentially all foreign intervention once made him a fringe thinker in the party. But the rise of Trumpian America First ideology now aligns Paul with a supermajority of Republican voters. An August CNN poll showed that a majority of Americans say Congress should not authorize more funding for Ukraine. The opposition is driven by a sharply polarized electorate, with 71% of Republicans opposing new funding, compared to 62% of Democrats who say they support more funding. That's complicating passage for additional aid that President Biden asked for last month and McConnell wants passed by the end of September. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun supports Ukraine, but like Paul, he just doesn't want to pay for it anymore.
I agree that the Ukrainians hold the high moral ground and that Putin is a thug that invaded the country, but why should we be paying all the bills for something, especially in a powder keg area like that?
For other Republican opponents, like Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, the focus on Ukraine is a distraction from what he sees as a more urgent foreign policy matter.
I just think as a matter of our alliance with our European allies, we just need to level with them and say, listen, we'll provide the nuclear umbrella in Europe, but we need you to take the lead in the conventional defense of Europe. We'll take the lead on China. We're not doing that.
Most of the Senate's 49 Republicans, for now, appear to be allied with McConnell's neoconservative worldview that not only can the U.S. help Ukraine and confront China at the same time, it has to. Here's South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
There is no scenario based on human nature where appeasing one bad guy makes the other bad guy less aggressive.
That argument may be losing ground in the House, where Speaker McCarthy has shown tepid support for Ukraine compared to McConnell. In July, 70 House Republicans, nearly one-third of their members, voted for an amendment to the National Defense Bill that would have blocked any new funding for Ukraine. The amendment failed. But since then, opposition appears to have grown. California House Republican Mike Garcia did not vote for that amendment, and he supported earlier rounds of funding for Ukraine. But now?
I don't feel comfortable sending another dollar to Ukraine.
Garcia says he's just not sure whether it's even been effective.
The problem is, do you know if we're winning the war in, or if Ukraine is winning the war in Ukraine right now? Because I don't. I don't think most members of Congress know whether the Ukrainians are actually winning the war.
Frederick Kagan is a scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. He recently traveled to Ukraine.
There's a customary and normal rush every time any kind of military operation runs into difficulties, to say it's a quagmire, it's a stalemate, and so forth. That is not the case here.
Kagan was one of the architects of the 2007 surge offensive that helped turn the tide in the Iraq War at the time. In other words, he's part of the Republican Party that Rand Paul, Mike Braun, and Josh Hawley don't like to take advice from. But asked how critical U.S. aid is to Ukraine's chances of survival, he put it this way.
American assistance is absolutely vital. Absolutely essential and irreplaceable.
For the Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and Frederick Kagan wing of the party, the question of what's at stake for the world here could not be more consequential.
The alternative to the U.S. leadership of the world as it is a Hobbesian world that is the war of all against all. We are much closer to that world than most people imagine.
The Ukraine aid is still expected to pass, but how much more and for how much longer is a question that will linger long after Zelensky returns to Kyiv. Susan Davis, NPR News, The Capital.